Continue from item 50. Please.
Excerpt number 50. The advice and counsel for serving the Creator in the correct path of repentance is to unite our hearts in love of friends and look at the advantage of the other in serving the Creator and in knowing His Creator and not to see His flaw. Repentance is mainly in uniting with each and every one in love and in one heart, to serve the Creator shoulder to shoulder. By this, the world of repentance and the world of mercy and the world of goodwill awaken. This is an intimation in the heart of each one, and it is implied in the word one, to become one bundle, to serve the Creator with all our hearts.
Because they are correct of places.
Excerpt number
51. From Likutei Halachot. It is written, the Sanhedrin was as a round semicircle, so they would see each other. The love is mainly that they saw each other, for they could not tolerate one not seeing one's friend. When they see each other, they receive from one another, and the mind of each one sparkles through his friend. For in each one there is a good point that is discerned as righteous, the quality of Moses with regard to his friend. Therefore, through the sparkling, the mind sparkles. Hence, the vitality is mainly through peace and love among Israel, which is regarded as seeing one another. This is the meaning of what our sages said, company or death. For vitality is mainly through love of friends. Since when there is no love and there is separation, it is impossible to receive vitality and it is regarded as death. For the separation between each other is regarded as death.
52.
52, Ma'or v'Shemesh. The heart and root of the work of the Creator is love of friends. Through it, one can come to the true work of the Creator. When one sees that his friends aspire and yearn to serve the Creator in Torah and prayer, it will excite his heart to connect with them, and all his friends' actions will seem to him as greater than his own actions.
Again, some more time.
53, Ramak. Israel are responsible for one another, since in each one there is truly a part of his friend. When one sins, he blemishes himself, and he blemishes the part that his friend has in him. It follows that as far as that part goes, his friend is responsible for him. Therefore, they are related to each other. For this reason, one should desire one's friend's benefit and look favorably upon one's friend's benefit. And his honor should be as dear to him as his own, for he is truly him. This is why we were commanded, love your friend as yourself. One should want one's friend's purity and will not speak badly of him whatsoever, just as the Creator does not wish for our defamation or affliction. He should not wish for his friend's affliction or corruption. It should pain him just as though he were in the same affliction or the same joy.